What's up, you sick motherfuckers? Welcome to another Kruger's Corner. I'm Mike Kruger, joined with producer Todd.
What's up?
And tonight we're doing another two episodes of Freddy's Nightmares. First up tonight is episode 11 of season one, Do Dreams Bleed? And in this one, the evil Springwood Chopper is terrorizing two high school sweethearts and giving them a lesson about beauty only being skin deep, while Freddy Krueger is unhappy with the competition. So, this one was a lot of fun. I would definitely say it's probably one of my favorite non-Freddy episodes, because technically does have a lot of similarities to Freddy.
I mean, he does.
It's another dream or another killer haunting somebody's dreams. But I did really like this a lot. I thought the main character, Jonathan, was actually really likable, especially with his situation going on with his parents. I thought that was pretty relatable with, you know, just being so good at a sport or, you know, just being good at everything that they really aren't paying attention to you as much as you want them to. So then you start to fail and try to get them to, you know, get your attention. I felt that a lot. I also thought like the whole just Springwood Chopper character, at first I was like, oh, another slasher haunted dreams. I don't know how to feel about this. But then as soon as you started telling people to take their, it's time to take your medicine, like fucking, from The Shining, I was all in and it was a lot of fun. The twist where at first we think it's Jonathan was the killer all along. And then we find out it was his, gym coach or whatever. I thought that was, you know, pretty predictable, but and you see it coming a mile away, but I still kind of liked it. And I liked, you know, the final shot we got to and just all the weird dream sequences Jonathan was having, why he got locked up. I thought it was pretty good. Like I would put this about on par with the Mick Garris episode. So it's one of the better ones for sure. And yeah. So what did you think about it, Todd?
Well, speaking of Mick Garris, the director, this one's directed by Dwight H. Little, who was the director of Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers. And he also did Marked for Death with Seagal, so shout out to Dan and some other stuff. But yeah, I mean, his horror outing, that's probably his biggest one.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I do really like this one. I remember watching this one still, so that's also always a good thing. I do think it is really predictable, but it's still a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'd agree one of the top tier non Freddy episodes.
Yeah, definitely. The one thing I did think was a little bit disappointing though was like some of the bookends for Freddy weren't like as good as, you know. Well, it wasn't the Rat Master Freddy.
I was gonna say nothing's gonna top that one.
But
you know, yeah. We're gonna have to pop that. I'm gonna have to pull that.
Oh yeah, just pop them up. Yeah, that'd be fucking great. Why don't we rate this episode then? Move on to episode 12. So for me, I'm a 3.5 out of 5.
All right, I'm a little higher. I'm a 4 out of 5.
All right. So now we're going to move on to episode 12. The End of the World. And in this one, an orphan girl uses her power over her dreams to attempt to change the negative events in her past. Chaos theory comes into play when she doesn't realize that changing her past will change the people around her as well. So I thought the various dream sequences we got at first were pretty cool. Like there's, you know, the scene where this little girl gets her legs run over. And I was like, oh shit, that's actually pretty brutal. And I did like this episode at first, but when we kept going back to the same scene, like by the third time, it was getting really old. And then when we switch up what dreams she has and then she starts work, the character starts working with the government. I was like, oh, what the fuck is this thing? Having to do with some nuclear stuff. And I thought it kind of went off the rails and wasn't really, wasn't as strong as the first half. But overall, I mean, it's definitely towards the bottom for me, especially with the bookends for Freddy. Like they were almost like just two-second things with no creativity in them, and that kind of disappointed me too, because even when the episode's not the best, sometimes you know, having Freddy pop up there will make you, you know, give you a little dopamine real quick. But this is probably either my least favorite episode or my second least favorite episode. But what about you, Tub?
Yeah, so far this is one of the the bottom of the, I don't want to say bottom. It's not great. It loses its focus the second half, and it's at that point it's not very good.
Yeah. I understand like what the government working with her and then them like with the dude having to do with the nuclear weapons. It was like off the rails.
I do want to shout out Dr. Clark, George Lazenby, who was the James Bond everyone hates, the second one in between Connery and Moore. Mm-hmm. So that's of note. Also, the director, Jonathan R. Bitul, I think. His other directing credits include, of all four he has, My Science Project, an 80s one, and the one everyone, you know, wants to revisit, Theodore Rex.
Oh, God. Oh, God. No wonder this shit sucked. Theodore Rex is fucking one of the worst movies ever made. Yeah. Like, 100% one of the worst movies ever fucking made.
I'm not arguing with you.
Oh, my God.
You're like, it makes sense now.
Yeah, this makes a lot of fucking sense. And you know what? My rating is actually changing because I knew, now I know he directed that fucking piece of shit. And they should have got him out of here after he directed.
I just want to see Angry Kruger when he was a kid and rented fucking
Theodore Rex. No, I was pissed as fuck because I didn't even rent it. I wouldn't have picked that bullshit up off the shelf. Somebody else rented it for me. They're like, oh, you love dinosaurs. This is going to be fucking great. Anyway,
who doesn't love dinosaurs and Whoopi fucking Goldberg?
My God, dude. Like, that would be Chinese water torture for me to have to watch it.
At least if you put Bill in there, he'd be like, botching moves on him the whole time.
Seriously. God damn. Yeah. Theodore Rex. Anyways, on that note, let's rate this episode. So for me, I was tossed up between a 2.5 and a 2, but it's definitely getting the 2 out of 5 after finding out the director's origins.
I'm going to stick with my 2.5, but I can't even, you know what? No, fuck that. It's a 2. Because it is below average, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, and like I want to be nice to it, but I really can't for this episode.
Yeah. A good Freddy, if this was the one with the record scratch, I'm guaranteeing it would be like a 3, 3.5.
Oh, easy. Like they should have went to that more. Just have Freddy pop up, fucking sing a rap song real quick and pop out. Enhances every episode.
Yeah. Maybe the next one.
Yeah, fingers crossed, right? But yeah, so that's it for tonight. So until then, for another 2 episodes of Freddy's Nightmares, let's get the hell out of here. Just make sure you check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Also, all the social media bullshits are in the description. And yeah, sweet dreams, motherfuckers.
Good night.